I can remember it very, very well. We got a call at about 4 o'clock in the morning. I was in bed, and we got the call out that the wall had collapsed and the flooding was out on the main street and railway street, and it then come onto the Bridge Street area. Abercorn Square was flooded. The cars were flooded. They were actually that much flooded that you couldn't have seen the cars in the water. They were below the water. Property was destroyed. People were locked in their own houses. They couldn't get out because of the high level of the water. And we eventually then managed to get some boats out to attempt to rescue people. I was on the boats all day for 2 days. And it was a raging flood. I never seen the like of it before. There had been floods before during my time, but nothing to that extent.
And at the time, it caused substantial damage to people's homes, to people's property. But I always hear people in Strabane saying the most striking thing at the time was the community spirit and how people came together.
People all come together, all shades and all... There were no such a thing as politics. Whenever the flood came out, it was just a closed-knit community. And even the RUC, well, the RUC at that time, the PSNI now, and the army were out in boats to help to rescue people. And everybody welcomed them. And there were people at their upstairs windows crying out for help. And it was devastating, to say the least.
And thankfully, there was work soon after the floods. A new wall, a new water wall was built.
There was a new defence wall built then, and thank God nothing has happened since. There's been major flooding in the river, but nothing, it didn't get out.